fleeting glimpses of things seen through a veil, darkly. Do we understand the meaning of these visions of life? Why we are here and how little of our existence we truly understand? Tonight we will talk of these things on The Other Side. Welcome to The Other Side. I am Jim Harold and so glad to be with you once again. And we love to have repeat guests, particularly when they're fascinating and have interesting information to share. And certainly that is the case for today's return guest, Carmen Turner Schott. And she is the author of a new book that has just recently been released. It's called Phoenixes and Angels, Mastering the 8th and 12th Astrological Houses. And we are so glad to have her on the show. She has a great background. She is a practicing licensed clinical social worker, astrologer, writer, and teacher with a national and international clientele. And she's been working as an astrological counselor and with victims of trauma for over 25 years. An 8th and 12th house person herself, she has experienced the energies and lessons of these two very spiritually transforming houses. She has presented at numerous conferences and done workshops. She's a published author with multiple books. And again, the most recent one is Phoenixes and Angels, Mastering the 8th and 12th Astrological Houses. Carmen, welcome back to the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to be with you. Now, I want to ask you kind of a 101 question, a beginner question if people aren't as familiar with astrology. In terms of the houses, can you explain what an astrological house is?
Yes. So, you know, most people know their birth sign, you know, what day they're born, if they're a Leo or an Aries. But to really know your whole birth chart, which are that consist of 12 houses, is what astrologers call. And what how we come up with these houses, they're really just areas of the sky. So if you imagine being on Earth, looking up at the sky on the exact day, year, exact time of your birth and place of your birth, we look at the sky and all of the planets are in a certain astrological sign. And they're in a certain area of the sky that we break into 12 sections. And if you imagine it, we take a picture of that sky and we put it on a piece of paper. And that is your birth chart. That's your birth wheel. And it's cut into 12 sections. So in astrology, there's 12 astrological signs. You know, there's 12 zodiac constellations. There's 12 houses, which are areas of life. And so the planet's energies fall in one of those 12 houses when you're born, based on your time, place, date of birth, and everything that creates a unique map of your soul. So that's your personality, and we kind of put it on a piece of paper, and it's energy. So it's how we interpret the energy. So each house rules a certain area of life. So the first house is like your body, your physical appearance. The second house is money, finance, security, what you value. The third house is communication, journaling, writing, publishing, short journeys, siblings. The fourth house is home and family. It's your childhood home, your future home, your mom and dad, kind of how you experience childhood. The fifth house is creativity, self-expression. It's love affairs. It's pleasure. It's hobbies. Anything that's fun. It rules children. And then the sixth house is Virgo house, and it rules health, diet, routine, structure. The seventh house is marriage, partnership, relationships, how you are when you're in a relationship, the kind of people that you attract in love and marriage. The eighth house is the house of death, rebirth, transformation, other people's resources, sacrifice, healing. All of these really deep mystical things is the eighth house. And the ninth house is travel, foreign culture, foreign religion, learning, higher learning, you know, going far away from your homeland. It's about religion, philosophy, hope and faith, and all of that. And the 10th house is career. And it's all about the public. It's all about success, how people see you, the kind of jobs you're attracted to is the 10th house. The 11th house is groups, friendship, humanitarian causes. And the 12th house is the last house, and it's all about finding your oneness with God, finding a spiritual path, connecting to a higher power, serving others, escaping from the world, finding solitude and peace, and kind of the purpose of life. And so those are kind of a real quick summary of those 12 houses.
Now, for the purposes of this book, why specifically did you want to hone in on the 8th and 12th houses?
Well, my research started when I was, you know, when I was 16. I started, you know, getting into astrology because I wanted to know why I had these unexplained experiences and these dreams and things I couldn't explain. And when I did my chart for the first time, I realized I had a lot of planets in the 12th and 8th houses. And I knew it meant something. And it really validated my unexplained experiences. And I realized, okay, this is why I feel different than other people. This is why I dream things that happen. This is why I feel, in, you know, I know things or have an intuition about things. And I realize this is my chart. This is the astrology chart. And it's that 12th and 8th house energy that made me who I am. And so I started researching in my astrology practice, but also in my real job as a therapist. And just looking at charts, seeing patterns, seeing energies. And I started seeing these similar patterns play out in people's charts that had planets in the 8th and 12th, specifically the sun sign or moon sign in the 8th or 12th house of birth, or three or more planets in the 8th or 12th house, which we call a stellium. You know, that means that there's a lot of energy going on in those two houses when you have three or more planets. And so I just collected all this research and I created Facebook groups dedicated to the 8th house and one dedicated to the 12th house. And I just hear from people all over the world to say, Carmen, I feel the same way you do. I had dreams that happened. I saw a UFO, right? I dreamed of my grandmother, and then she was staying at the foot of my bed, and she passed away. You know, these things that no one would believe you. Everyone with planets in the 8th and 12th house, I'd say 99.9% of them, they have the same spiritual experiences. And so they're just very special houses that have a lot of lessons. You know, there's good and bad, there's strengths and weaknesses with everything. And 8th and 12th house people often feel lonely and they struggle to understand themselves because they don't have a lot of people in their life that can validate, you know, their unexplained experiences. So I wanted to write about it. So I started writing articles years ago and sharing in the groups and just collected, you know, stories from people from all over the world. And I thought, you know what, I want to write a book, not just about the 8th and 12th houses, which I have done. I want to do a book and put both of them together. And that's kind of how the Phoenixes and Angels book came to be. I wanted to really help people that have planets there know that they're not alone, and also just really teach people the basics, like anyone that wants to learn more, or if they don't know astrology, you know, they can read my book and it's very basic, very easy to understand. And they can really know more about how their life is affected by having planets there. And some of, you know, I give them tips. I give them self-care tips. I give them different strengths that they have that they can use to overcome, you know, more of the difficult energies of having planets in these two houses. And so that's kind of how the book came about, you know, Phoenixes and Angels. And I really wrote it to help my clients and to help astrologers understand these houses because, you know, when I started out doing this, Jim, I had no books out there. Back in 1995, there was like one book about the 12th house and it was kind of scary, you know. It wasn't positive. It was kind of gloom and doom. And I thought, wow, this means something. I want to learn this. And a lot of astrologers, it's hard for them to explain these houses because they don't have planets there. It's kind of like, you got to kind of live it. And I've lived it because I got a lot of planets there. It's like going to a therapist that's been through something you've been through. They're able to you know, empathize with you and understand because they felt the same way. And so that's how I wrote this book, through my own lens, through my own personal experiences as well. And I share them in the book, my dreams, you know, some things that have really changed my life and made me who I am today. And so, I love astrology. I love to teach it on a basic level. And I believe astrology can help us heal and transform our lives and become more resilient and be able to overcome challenge. And that's kind of why I dedicated this book to those two houses, because people that have planets there, they do have a little bit more challenges than most people.
Is it in some way just as important, or maybe more important, not what your sign is, but what house you're born in? Is that true?
Yes, so exactly. So, you know, the planets are all going to be in a certain sign, which every sign has its personality traits, its energy. But I always believe that the houses matter more than the sign, because each house is also ruled by a sign. So the first house is ruled by Aries, second house is Taurus, third house is Gemini. That's how each house gets its personality, you know, its personality traits and the things it rules. The area of life has to do with what sign rules it. So it really just goes 1 through 12, you know, the first sign through the 12th, you know, Scorpio rules the eighth house. And so that's why Scorpio rules death, rebirth. They're deep, they're secretive. That's why all of that Scorpio energy plays out in the eighth house, because that's the ruler of the eighth house. And then the 12th house is ruled by the sign Pisces, which is mystical, spiritual, creative, escapist, right? They're very idealistic, imaginative people. So, and spiritual people. And that's why Pisces energy rules the 12th house. So that's how the 12th house gets its energies and the area of life it affects, and same with the eighth. And when you're born, if you have like a ton of planets in one house, I call that a stellium, and I also call it the house effect, which means that, you know, you may have a ton of stuff in Cancer, all in the eighth house. But when I talk to you, you're probably telling me you feel like a Scorpio because you got all that eighth house energy, right? So the houses are do change the way that the energies play out in your personality and in your life. So to really know, I'd have to do a birth chart, you know, and really look at everything to give a perspective. But yes, the houses are very important, because that energy is that energy of the house will affect those planets placed there.
Very interesting indeed. Very interesting indeed. Now, in terms of astrology in general, when you talk about somebody's house, similarly, I ask the same question about sign. Does it indicate tendencies or things that must be?
Yes. So in a birth, in your birth chart, which is your basic natal chart, the sun, what we really want to look at is the sun and the moon and the rising sign. You know, those are kind of your top three. And because the sun is your main identity, it's your main personality. It's how you show the world who you are. And then the moon sign is your inner nature, your deeper emotional nature. And it's where you find comfort, stability, happiness. And then the rising sign is how people perceive you. And it's how you relate to all areas of life. And so we want to see, you know, if the sun is in the fourth house, that tells me that your main identity will be found through your home and family. Okay, because mm-hmm. It's in the fourth house. If your sun is in the 10th house of career in the public, that tells me you're someone that's going to be focused on work and building success and building a career and making money and being out in front of the public, right? And then if your moon sign is in the second house, for instance, of money and security and finance, I find that those folks, their emotional comfort comes through feeling like they have what they need. They have money to buy a house, to have food, right? The basics, those security needs. Then if someone's moon is in the seventh house of relationships, their emotional happiness comes through having love and having a partner, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's how we start looking at all of the planets and what house they're in, what sign they're in. And that's how we start analyzing your unique personality. And that's the birth chart, which is the map of your soul. And it'll just validate what you already know about yourself. I'm not telling people what they don't already know, right? I just kind of validate it for them. Like, how did you know that about me? I don't know you. And I'm like, because it's your birth chart. It's energy. It's an imprint. And your soul chose to come into the earth realm at a certain time, place, and date of birth because you had lessons to learn. So there's karmic lessons also in our chart that we came in at a certain time to master. That's why even twins can have very different personalities, because they may be born 4 hours apart, And the moon sign's completely different, right? In a different house and everything. And so everyone's has unique charts and unique missions, even twins. And then some other charts we look at, Jim, we look at a what's called a transit chart, which that is what's going on in the sky right now. Mm-hmm. And I put that on top of your birth chart. And I can see what is transiting all of those areas of life, right? What's affecting your career? What's affecting your money? What's affecting your home, your health? And some people have certain things going on and they'll tell me I'm really struggling right now with money. And I'll look at their chart. What do you know? They got Pluto, the planet of change and rebirth in their money house, right? Or they have Pluto in the 10th house and they lost their job or they changed their job or there's a big power control thing going on at work, right? And so those planets that transit, they take, every planet takes a different amount of years to move through the sky, right? So like they'll say, like right now, for instance, Pluto is, going into Aquarius. You know, it went into Aquarius, went back into Capricorn. Now it's going to be in Aquarius for many, many years. And so I'll look and see in your birth chart, where is Pluto on the transit chart? You know, where is it messing with your life, right? And I can do the same with Uranus and Saturn. And Neptune, you know, those outer planets are the transits that we want to look at because those planets stay in that sign and area of life for many, many years. And some people will never live through certain transits because it has to do with your birth chart, what your rising sign is, right? What kind of issues and karmic learning you have. You know, I went through a Uranus in the 6th house, 7th house, 8th house. Some people will never experience that, right? And Uranus takes like 7 to 8 years to go through each house of your birth chart.
Hmm.
So it's a long time that you're dealing with some of these energies, right? And so I give people tips, especially when planets are transiting the 8th and 12th houses. In my book, Phoenixes and Angels, I talk about what it's like to have the planet Pluto transit the 8th house and what are some things that might happen, right? I have, you know, transit Sun in the 12th, transit Mercury in the 12th, same with the 8th, you know, transit Pluto in the 8th. And you can read about it and I'll give you tips on what might happen during those transits of these two houses. So I do include that in the book as well.
What is the thing that you think people misunderstand the least about astrology?
I think the thing about astrology that I always get the question is, you know, well, why does it work? And the reason it works is because it's energy. And I think some people have a misconception about it. They think that it's, you know, evil or they think that it's, you know, bad and that it's witchcraft or something. I just saw some videos and I get emails sometimes from people that are not real nice, right? And what makes me laugh is that I've spent many years researching this and it's actually in the Bible. Astrology is within religion. It's in ancient cultures. It's been around since the beginning of time. I mean, even Jesus himself talked about astrology in the Bible. And so I research a lot about that. How I think a misconception is that it's against religion. It's not. It's a part of religion. And there's a lot that we weren't told about it, right? That a lot of books that are in the Bible that we've never seen. But, you know, I think it's interesting that he says there'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars of my return. He also tells the disciples that follow the man with the alabaster jar in the house he dwells. Well, that's the sign of Aquarius, you know, and everyone's been talking about the age of Aquarius. You know, that's when, you know, this technological age that we're in, it's all happening right now, right? So when Christianity was discovered, it was the age of Pisces, you know, it was Christianity. That's why the fish is a symbol of Christianity. It all had its symbols. And so that's kind of misconceptions I try to open people's minds up that astrology is not evil. It is created by God or the universe, whatever you want to believe in. It was created. It's a science and it's an energy. Whether you, I love it. I saw this video recently. It said, you believe in astrology whether you want to or not. And it was this video about nature and how astrology is everything. It's in everything we do. Even if you don't believe it, if you believe it or not. And like the moon affects the tides of the ocean. Of course, the moon is going to affect our emotional nature. We're made up of mostly water. And there's tons of research about the full moon and how more people are report to the ER. There's more domestic disturbances. People feel irritable. They don't sleep as well. You know, all these kind of things. And that's because the moon affects our emotions. It's water. It affects our inner nature. And there's just a lot of research about it. And even medical doctors in the ER will say, oh, yeah, it's a full moon. It's super busy. You know, I used to work with runaway teens. And I tell you, every time there's a full moon, I tell everyone it's going to be busy. And everyone's like, what was going on? Like, it was a full moon. You know, we were at the police station out there responding more, right? Just doing a lot of things, really busy. And so all of these things affect us. And these energies impact everything on Earth. And so that's kind of the thing I try to ease that misconception out there.
Now, you're obviously a credentialed and veteran licensed social worker. How do you or do you incorporate astrology into your work, kind of per your point right there about the full moon?
Exactly. I do. I really do. And so, you know, I do it in subtle ways, you know, like, you know, I always want to know, of course, when's your birthday, right? Anything you do, I always want to know, when's your birthday? When I work with someone, when I have a new boss, I want to know what their birthday is, number one. And I may not know their time and their place, but I'll be able to know at least some basic sun sign, moon sign, right? Some basic information about them. And when I do, you know, in my normal job, you know, when it's not someone coming to me for astrological work, we do intakes. We find out people's, birth date and everything. And I'll see these patterns play out in the session, you know, when someone is maybe struggling with some depression, some irritability, they're not sleeping well. I want to look and see what's going on, you know, right? Is it a full moon? If I have their whole chart, even better, right? Because I can see, you know, what's going on in their life. And I've been able to see that people that have 8th and 12th house planets, specifically 8th house, they have had a lot of trauma in their life. They've lost loved ones through unexpected death. They've had things happen to them that were very traumatic. So they're good in crisis situations. So I find a lot of them share with me very intense personal experiences, whether it's PTSD, whether it's losing a child, losing a parent, losing a loved one. And all of these things really help, help them heal. So I use astrology to help people heal and to understand themselves better.
Very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. And I mean, I think there's this thought, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that if you use astrology and other things like tarot and so forth, that you have your head in the clouds. I think you are proof that you can actually do this sort of thing and utilize astrology in your life. Still have your feet on the ground, still be a professional. Yes. It doesn't have to be one or the other, right?
Yes, it is not. It's not, you know, hocus pocus. It's very scientific. You know, the way I describe it, it's like any psychological tool that we use. You know, we do assessments. We do four lenses. We do, all of these things to help understand team building. We do, you know, we do people's personality. We do Myers-Briggs. All of those personality tools, I'm trained in all of those. They're just like astrology. They have to do with the elements, fire, air, earth, and water. Or you're a blue, gold, orange, or green personality, right? Which all the same traits are the same as the astrological elements, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just another psychological tool that I use to help people.
Now, I always like to get a little bit in about the origin story, and I think we might have talked about this last time, but it's been a little while. Can you tell us a little bit how this kind of started for you? I think, was it all around, revolving around something that happened when you were 16?
Yes. I woke up one night and there was a glowing ball of light in my doorway. It was about the size of a softball, a little bigger. And it was translucent gold, gold, yellow, just white, just floating there. And I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. I just could watch it. And I tried to yell for my mother. I couldn't do it for hours. And finally, it released me and I yelled, "Mom, look in my doorway." And my mother saw it too. Thank gosh, because nobody would have believed me, Jim. So my mother is a skeptic, you know, not a believer in any of this stuff. And she said, "I don't know what that was, but it was not a lightning bug. It was not a flashlight." I said, "Exactly." So she is my witness. She saw it too. And after that, that spurred me to want to learn more about why number one, why did I see this thing? Was it an angel? Was it a spirit guide? You know, whatever. I wanted to learn more about angels, more about astrology, and all of these things because of that experience.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of led you down the path that has led you to here today. Now, is this a book that somebody, you know, some people might say, ooh, that sounds complicated. Houses sound complicated,
definitely.
Although you did a great job explaining them earlier. But is this somebody who, I mean, is it kind of for everyone, whether you've really been into astrology for years, or can you pick this up if you're new to the subject?
Oh, yeah. Anyone can learn the basics, you know. You can go on astro.com. You can visit my website, and I can send you your birth chart. You sign up for a little free, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you your wheel and a small little report. I'll tell you what, if you have 8th and 12th house planets, and if you do, you know, this book, Venuses and Angels, you would really be interested in it because it might validate why you've had unexplained experiences or why you were born believing in angels or spiritual or mystical, or why you had an interest in all of these kind of things. There's always something in someone's birth chart that validates that for me, right? Their experiences. And there's nothing better than having that validation. Okay, this is why my personality is the way it is. This is why I have these experiences. This is why I saw that glowing ball of light, right? Because I'm a 12th eighth houser. That's why. And I'm not special. I've met thousands of people over the world, and they have the same energy as me. They have the same kind of planets in those 12th and 8th houses. And we have the same kind of experiences, these spiritual abilities, these spiritual experiences. So yes, anybody can learn astrology. So many great books out there, so many basics that you can start teaching yourself. That's what I did. I mean, I taught myself, learned the symbols, learned how to buy, you know, in the old days I had to do it by hand.
I was going to mention that. Yeah.
Now we do computers. So it's so much easier now that everybody can learn. So
yeah, I was going to think of that because, back in the day, I'm old enough to remember before, you know, computers really got to their apex. And I remember seeing these photos of people with charts and stuff laid out. And now you can do it on your computer. Now, to me, that's good and that's bad because maybe everybody thinks they can do it without any training or anything. And I don't think it's that easy. I think that there's a lot that someone like you has learned the years that you can't put in a computer program. On the other hand, it does make it more accessible where people can begin that path and they don't have to have a million charts and all this paraphernalia and stuff.
Yes. I did. I mean, it was a lifetime of learning. I mean, I'm still learning. Astrology is something you can learn your whole life. There's so much about it and you never get bored. There's all kinds of different types of astrology, right? And there's health astrology, relocation astrology, personality astrology, which is what I do. There's all kinds. And so if you have a passion for it, you know, you can start, you know, reading books and just start studying, you know, and it'll take some time. And it's not for everyone, but for those that are interested, they can at least know the basics, you know.
Very good. Very good. Well, what do you hope that people get out of this book?
I just want people to know that there's a reason that they feel different than other people. There's a reason that they have these abilities. It's because they are different. You know, they're phoenixes and angels. They came to Earth to help other people and to help teach people what they've learned and to help people heal. They're really healers. And that's why they chose to have planets in these two houses. That's kind of my message.
Very, very good. Carmen, where can people find Phoenixes and Angels and more about everything you do?
Yes, they can go to my website, carmenturnershot.com. They can go to amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. They can go to John Hunt Publishing or O Books and get a copy of Phoenixes and Angels. You can get it online. You can visit my website, carmenturnershot.com. And my Facebook page, Carmen Turner Shot Writer, and my Instagram, Carmen Turner Shot Author, and my YouTube channel, Carmen Turner Shot, is my handle. So love for people to follow me and subscribe. And I'd love to help you if you find out or want to know if you have planets in the 8th or 12th, reach out to me and I'll be happy to look and help you out.
Carmen Turner Shot. The book is Phoenixes and Angels, Mastering the 8th and 12th Astrological Houses. Carmen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening today. We appreciate it. And I believe that Carmen would agree. Keep exploring these mysteries. We'll talk to you next time. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.